Mask on is a requirement or what?
No, I don't care if you have your mask on. I feel like I'm pretty safe. But anyways, maybe Yamaha would like it. Hey, lots of passing points in that second moto. He went down early and at pretty far back.
Yeah, you know, me and Cody Schott came together in the mechanics area, and I got the worst end of the stick. Better starts today, but not good the first 10 minutes. I struggled getting up to speed. And
I feel like I've heard that a lot of times in your career.
It's pretty bad. But, yeah, good comeback ride, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm frustrated with my full season because I wanted to be better, but, I mean, hell, it's been 3 years since I've raced outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm not young, but I have experience. But at the same time, there's a lot of good guys out here. A couple guys are missing, whatever, but that's how it always is every year. So, for me, I'm just hoping something can come of this because I still want to race, and I don't want to struggle getting to the races and go that direction because that's not why I want to go race. I want to go race to be in the mix, and it's tough to do that if you're on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that
yeah.
better than anybody. You you ride here a lot. How was it for the National?
Oh man, today was tough.
Yeah.
Edgy. Like I told the guys, I said, hey, we could have probably been better today, but we would have to come here at like 3 o'clock after everybody's left
right.
on a Tuesday when they ripped it deep. So very edgy, slick, fast. I mean, it was not easy to ride.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's riding the same thing, but it was tough.
I felt like this year, like you said, you haven't raced Nationals for a while, but your fitness was on point. I felt like late in the motos, you were getting guys, you were wearing guys down, and like some big names too. Like I feel maybe you lost some speed from when we last saw you, but I feel like your fitness is as good as ever, if not better. Would you agree?
I would maybe agree to that, but I mean, every ride for myself, like a typical Brock Tickle ride, is coming from the back.
True.
So maybe I am a little better in that, but knowing what I know now, and obviously I did a little bit of training stuff whenever I was away for those 2 years, but I think there's some stuff I can adjust my program to make me better when I need to be better in the beginning. And that takes time to develop, and I've been doing it the last couple of weeks, but obviously it takes time to get there.
You have something lined up for next year? Like, obviously, you're talking. I'm not saying sign, but you're talking to some guys. You had some leads, I would imagine?
No leads.
I'm pushing hard for the spot alongside Baggett. I think you'd fit in really good over there.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I just want a good opportunity to show up to the race. Everything's handled on a good bike, and I know I can be in the mix.
Right.
Obviously, there are stipulations that I'd like to keep. FXR is taking care of me, signed me before I even had a ride, and said, we're going to be with you no matter what, and I have another year. So that obviously doesn't mean that I can't go do something of that nature, but a lot of thinking and a lot of calls got to be made in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully we know more.
You've ridden a lot of bikes. You're a good test rider. It's one of the reasons they got you over here. There's no secret that the YZ450's had issues. Barsha's good here and there, but up and down issues. What did you think of the Yamaha? Listen, you're off of this team now, so you can just say whatever. I'm kidding, but what did you think of the bike and the direction you went in and things about the YZ450 that's maybe surprised you?
Yeah, you know, I'll be 100% honest. From the beginning, it was better than what I was on, or better than what I was currently riding at the time. And as time went by, there were some things that came up here and there. But I think maybe I am lucky enough to say, like, I don't want to sound cocky at that my riding style, maybe Band-Aids, maybe how a bike can be set up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I believe that at some races, it could have been a lot better. I would say today could have been a little bit better, but we made some improvements for second moto. It was better. And we just started making, like, leeway in the right direction for the whole bike. So it kind of sucks it ends here. But, I mean, I had fun with it. I enjoyed doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, we had fun. We have Serge. We have Hutch. The whole crew here has been awesome. So I've enjoyed it.
You feel like when you add more power to the Yamaha, it handles worse? Is that that's an old thing that I've heard from a few people in the grapevine. Do you agree?
I guess I would say yes. I would say yes, but it just depends on how you ride, first of all.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you got that holds it wide open all the time, obviously it's not going to work that good.
At 51.
Well,
just for example.
And I'm going to give him a lot of credit right now. The guy is unreal.
Yeah.
I think he's a little underrated,
right.
And I've been around him a lot.
Yeah.
And I maybe have – I had when I was right back at RCH days, we had our little issues.
Yeah. Really? You and everybody else here, yeah.
I give the guy a lot of credit.
Yeah.
A lot of credit.
Yeah, he tries hard. He works hard. He gives it his all. Like, there's a lot of things you can say about him, but he there's 100% effort on and off the bike.
Every time, and even when there was issues, like, yes, he was a little pushy, but he still like he was good. Yeah. It wasn't overboard. Yeah. So
he wasn't throwing helmets and screaming and yelling. He was like, yeah, I kind of heard that.
Yeah. So this has been a good experience for me. Yeah. Obviously, like I said, I just hope I can get something out of the situation and we can get another shot another year.
Cool. Thanks, Brock.
Yep.